death. My soul loves Jesus.
We need to support this with everything that's within us. We need to go away from here and say we're on board 1,000%. There will be critics and detractors, but let's just resolve that we're going to move right on with God, because there's an anointing here like I've never seen in a PFNA meeting in my life. And let's don't fight God. If you fight God, you're in trouble already. And if anybody fights us, let's pray for them, because they need prayer. This is a call of the Lord to be one. And we should leave Memphis and shout it from the housetops. Go tell it on the mountain what God has done in Memphis. Let's tell our annual convocations and assemblies. Tell our local churches. Tell the friends in other churches. Let's write about it, preach about it, sing about it, dance about it. Rejoice what God has done here in Memphis, Tennessee, in this historic meeting. This is a miracle. We could call it the miracle of Memphis. It should become front page news in the newspapers all over this land. I guarantee it's going to be in all the newspapers. It's going to be in the magazines. God is going to spread the word throughout the world what's happening here.
Let us join together in our spirits. Let us join together in reality. Let us show the world that we are Christians by our love. Jesus said, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. Even as I have loved you. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. If by love we show the world that we are his disciples, I can't take it lightly. I commit my love to you. Can you sing it with me? When we are divided, I can hear him crying. I can hear him cry. I won't be a part of breaking his heart.